Look, officer, no hands. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Google has invented a self-driving car, and it's lobbying the state of Nevada to let it test the new car there. Nevada, a state with straight, flat roads and people willing to gamble. A perfect fit. And yes, the legislation would include an exemption from the ban on distracted driving to allow occupants to send text messages while sitting behind the wheel. Because the self-driving car doesn't require the driver to do anything. It can see the road, it can see traffic lights, it can sense traffic. So why shouldn't the driver be able to text? Or eat? Or take a sponge bath? Google's got it figured out. The problem with texting while driving isn't the texting, it's the driving. Instead of the hands-free phone, the hands-free car. In fact, why couldn't you get drunk behind the wheel since you don't even need to touch the wheel? Which brings us to the problem with the self-driving Google car. That being, if it does start behaving erratically because of a software glitch, who gets the ticket? And are we psychologically ready for such a thing? Every parent knows what it's like to be riding with your teenager. You keep hitting the invisible brake on the passenger side. This would be like driving with an invisible teenager. But Google says it's ready. In fact, its 7 robotic vehicles have logged more than 140,000 self-driven miles in California. Did you ever think that Google, which started as a simple search engine, would end up driving a car with a real engine? Now I'm waiting for the Facebook car. Yeah, every time you get in, one of your old girlfriends is in the back seat. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.